Late last year, actually, the Health Minister, Roger Cook, revealed that free STI testing would be available at Falls Festival for the first time in WA after chlamydia and gonorrhea infections were on the rise. Festival goers who attended this fancy, exciting, pampering facility were treated to refreshments, glitter, condoms and access to superior toilets. So it all kind of seems like a bit of a win-win situation for me. But today, to tell us a little bit more, we have Lisa from the Department of Health and Kai from Youth Affairs Council, otherwise known as YEP. Welcome to the MAG, guys.
Thank you for having me.
Let's talk about where this initiative came from.
Well, the Department of Health has an annual sexual health STI awareness raising campaign, and New South Wales Health had done a similar, you know, festival-based testing event, which evaluated really well. So we're always looking for new ways to promote sexual health amongst target populations, young people in this instance, to consider using condoms with casual and regular partners, as well as having an STI test as part of their, a normal part of their health checks.
Yeah, I think it's so important. And last time we spoke on the radio, I should say welcome back to the
Thank
MAG.
You.
We did talk about, you know, how it's a bit scary how much it's on the rise and well, and how the particular age group of people that we're seeing the rise of chlamydia and gonorrhea is quite prevalent.
Definitely. Chlamydia has been on the rise for at least probably 10 years, has stabilised now, but with the department still seeing about 12,000 chlamydia notifications a year, mostly in young people. So from the 16 to 24-year-old age group account for about just over 50% of those notifications. And similarly for gonorrhea, that's a relatively recent trend and a little bit concerning as well. It is bouncing around a bit, but, you know, about 10 years ago there might have been 1,600 notifications. Now we're getting about 3,000. And certainly that's more evident in young women in the metropolitan area. So it's certainly a changing landscape for young people and their sexual health.
Yeah, wow. That's well, it's doubled, really.
Yes,
a huge number. Now, Kai, how are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Let's talk about YEP.
Yes.
YEP. What is it?
So YEP is the Youth Educating Peers Project, and that's part of the Youth Affairs Council of Western Australia. It's one of the projects we run, and it's, as it sounds, Youth Educating Peers, so young people under 25 talking to other young people under 25 about sexual health, and we're all qualified educators, but we're talking to them on the same level. So asking, and they ask us the questions they won't ask an adult, the things that are a little bit awkward, and we, you know, give workshops at a bunch of different places. We go to schools, we go to youth centers, we go to alcohol and drug rehabilitation clinics. We just go all over the place and have a chat to young people and hopefully give them a bit of a inside scoop on sexual health related topics that maybe they've missed out on for a bunch of different reasons.
Yeah, we were talking about this a little bit earlier, how it's good, it's so great to have youth, you know, speaking to youth, because some people have been to the same GP since they were 5 years old, might be a bit scared or sceptical about it. So talk about what YEP did at Falls Festival and how you guys helped out.
Yeah, so part of the Falls Festival testing plan was to have some sexual health angels. So we wore these little wings, and we sort of were on the front line, you know, taking people's tests for them, just filling out all their details. And we also went around and gave out condoms throughout the day as well. And then we had some angels in the back who were part of that pampering scheme as well, you know, doing the glitter on faces and all of that jazz. So my role was I gave out condoms and I also took some of those tests. And it was just a little bit easier than having a doctor sort of sitting at the front desk going, give me your name, give me your details. It was a bit more chill than that. But I got to meet most of the, you know, 468 people that came through and get a little bit more, you know, insight about them and the kinds of people that came to get their testing done.
Lisa, 460 people, that's a pretty good number. Are you guys happy
totally,
with that?
Yeah, really impressive. We anticipated that we'd get about 500 tests. That's what we kind of plan for in terms of, you know, logistics and staffing and the like. But, yeah, we're really happy with that outcome, and we had about a 3% test positivity rate. So about 14 people were diagnosed with chlamydia, none with gonorrhea. So I think that's 14 people that we've hopefully serviced well with this event.
Yeah, it's such a important. I know I speak about it all the time when I speak about STI and sexual health in youth and things like that. But I think it is something really important, and it's so nice to see, you know, two organisations working together to help our youth.
Yeah, it's the thing I care about a lot because I am a youth.
Yes. So, Kai, yeah. Tell me about how you got into this.
For a long time, I was working a lot in sort of the LGBTIQA plus community, and part of that ended up being a lot of work in sexual health because it's a big gap. And then I saw that the YEP project was hiring and that there was some gaps in their current training available in that area, and so I was really keen to jump on board and hopefully, you know, get a bit of a career going in that area instead of just volunteering. And yeah, I've been doing it ever since and loving it ever since, and doing as many shifts as I possibly can in as many places as possible.
What are some highlights for you?
Oh, goodness. I absolutely love working in the juvenile justice and the alcohol and drug area. Some of those people have basically never been to school, and so they have the only information they have about sexual health is what they've seen in porn or what their friends have told them, and often that is so deeply inaccurate that it's shocking. You meet, you know, people who are over the age of 18 and they don't know that their vagina and their urethra are not the same thing, and they think that if they pee they can prevent themselves from getting pregnant because they can pee out semen, basically. So there's a lot of misunderstanding, and you know, those are people who they've just been disadvantaged and they just haven't had the same information as everyone else, and so they have much more meaningful lives once they have those things.
Wow.
Yeah, so there's a lot of miseducation still in the world, and it's really, you know, rewarding to be able to support those people and watch them grow, because we do get to go back to some of the same places over and over again and see the development in them over time, which is just so wonderful.
Lisa, hearing that, does that make you kind of like be so proud about these two organisations coming together?
Yeah, definitely. The Youth Affairs Council of WA and the YEP project is a project that's funded by the Department of Health.
Thank you.
and we've really, again, seen really strong community development work that the YEP crew have been involved with. They're certainly we see them as kind of a flagship leadership organisation and service for young people in this space, and they do some really important work really creatively and with immense enthusiasm. So great program.
So what's going to happen in the future? Have we got anything coming up that we can get involved with?
Oh goodness. We will be having some kind of event for National Condom Day, which funnily enough is Valentine's Day. It's 14th of February. We don't know exactly.
Coincidence?
We don't know exactly what we'll be doing yet, but we definitely will be having some kind of event or campaign that people can get involved with. People who want to get involved with us, who are young people, can email us. They can contact us via our website, which is just the YEP project. If you Google it, you'll find us. And if you're, you know, someone who's a service provider who might want young people that you work with to get this education, you can book us online. The great thing about the YEP project is we are 100% free thanks to the Department of Health funding, so it doesn't cost people anything to book us or to have us out, with the only exception being if we are going extremely and significantly regional and outside of the metro area. Sometimes we need a very small amount of sort of travel support, because that's not really covered in our budget. But yeah, anywhere in the metro area, 100% free.
Lisa, there's some really important websites people can go to get some more information as well.
Definitely, yes. So the Falls Festival activity is attached to a new campaign that the department launched late last year when the minister made his announcement about our involvement with the Falls Festival. So people can look at those resources at couldihaveit.com.au. So there's online resources. There's some static displays in pubs and clubs that people might see around to kind of prompt people to go to the website and kind of learn about sexual health and STI risk and testing and treatment. There is also online testing available. So if people are unsure about or don't want to go to their GP, they can fill in a self-assessment, they can download a pathology form and take that form into PathWest clinical pathology sites, and there's information on the websites about where they are, but that's right through WA, and that's linked to South Terrace Clinic, where they'll process the test and get the results back to you. So there's a lot of opportunity to learn about your sexual health, both online and through different non-government organisations, but mm-hmm. there's lots of places that people get tested. So if you've got casual or regular partners, think about getting a test.
What have you got to lose? Especially like exactly. if you're free, going on to couldihaveit.com.au, you can't get any more discreet than that. I think I'm really excited about this initiative.
And like you were saying before, if you've had the same GP your whole life and they've known you since you were a kid, using couldihaveit.com is a great way to get past that sort of barrier and go straight to getting the test done and then having it through a separate clinic that might not be someone who knows you quite so well.
Well, Kai and Lisa, thank you so much for coming on the MAG with me today to have a little bit of a chat about the testing at Falls Festivals, and it's super exciting to see the future really for what we've got to come.
Yeah, thank you for having us.